Coming up next is our poet laureate. And are you being backed up, or are you by Mr. Rapson? There he is. He's ready. Please welcome Cheryl Peralt, backed up by Steve Rapson.
It's a first. Oh, I need my glasses. What wonderful features this evening. Dan, Mark, and Chris, and all of the open mic. I'm looking forward to having some fun at Roslindale Open Mic as feature on May 14th coming up. Steve Rapson will be joining me then.
I will?
Yes, you will.
Whether
I think.
You know it or not.
Now, let's see. It's May 1st, May Day, today. I was one of those kids from the 1960s who would pick flowers and make a little basket and put them on the neighbor's door and knock and run away. And also of tradition, when the first flowers of spring would come in my mother's garden, the snowdrops, I would try to pick as many as I could. In later life, after time has gone by, I see the holy and the sacred in nature, in plants, flowers, and creatures. And this is talking to the snowdrops. The bare brown ground of early morning. As if to beckon over, I look closer to discover her poking out hello into the cold gray mist of dawn. It is just me and this patient ancient wight waiting in solemnity until I bow a silent prayer down at her beauty. Because I have never seen something so pure and stark sparkling out to me in such dark virginal light and radiance. Because I sense the magnitude of peace which she blows right through her into me while I am being still here at this moment. Because as I stand, I feel like I am rooted to the land, growing wholly only into her fertile garden dirt. So I lower reverently as she speaks out to me in her simple native tongue until I nod and understand each word of wisdom, delighted that I have found her waiting on the ground on this unsuspecting dawning of the day. Did she know I'd be passing by? Was she trying to catch my eye? She waiting in the bare brown ground of early morning. Thank you.
Well, we were...